But according to this story from Susan Carter, things do look brighter for 2015, as higher milk prices and lower feed costs are expected to increase cow numbers and output per cow.
When we turn to dairy, we had a modest decline in production for the 2014 calendar year.
But, says Acting World Outlook Board Chair Seth Meyer, while there's slower growth in output per cow, that more than offsets expansion in cow numbers. As for next year,
we actually raised 2015 production by 300 million pounds based upon continued increase in cow numbers, but also an increase in output per cow.
When you turn to dairy product prices,
we have strong demand and tight supplies in 2014, and so we upped our estimates for cheese by a penny, butter by 9 cents.
Domestic demand has been strong. However, the U.S. has priced itself out of those export markets. Meantime,
our NFD price, we increased by a penny, and whey prices by a half a cent for the 2014 year.
The impact on cheese and whey,
primarily associated with the Class 3 price, and we show that up 15 cents a hundredweight. And the Class 4 price associated with butter and NFD, we show up 45 cents.
Resulting in an all milk price increase of 30 cents. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Susan. As a matter of fact, Acting World Outlook Board Chair Seth Meyer did say the forecast for next year shows modest changes in the dairy market.
We expect that tightness in the butter market to continue, so we increased butter prices in 2015 by a penny and the associated Class 4 price by a nickel. Other than that, we had no change this month in the dairy market for the 2015 year.
Today's report was brought to you in part by Your Beef Checkoff, which tells consumers why beef is above all else as a protein choice. Learn more at mybeefcheckoff.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.